My friends, as the events of Christmas are now soon approaching, we see the face of Our Lady everywhere. We see her at the creche. We see her on postage stamps. We see her in the most classic depictions of art of the Madonna and Child. In light of all this, can we really ask the question, well, what role does Mary have in the salvation of the world? Did Mary really have an important role in the redemption and his mission of Jesus Christ? Is it not obvious? We see Our Lady's presence because it is central, always secondary to that of our Lord Jesus, but absolutely central, being mindful of the ancient principle that God wishes to establish grace in the world by using the same three elements by which grace was lost: a man, a woman, and a tree. So we have Jesus, the new Adam, we have Mary, the new Eve, and we have the tree of the cross. So Mary's role, early church, the term was new Eve. We now, since the 14th century onward, have referred to Our Lady as the co-redemptrix. Her role is critical to the process, beautifully summarized in the quick quip of Mother Teresa: no Mary, no Jesus. And so I ask you during this Advent and coming up into the fullness of the Christmas season, perhaps think about giving Our Lady a present back. And the present back is something that she asked. She asked that we would petition the Holy Father that her role in salvation would be proclaimed. Now, why would Our Lady ask that? Because God the Father has willed that only with the proclamation of this truth, of Mary's role in salvation, will we experience a tremendous release of grace, but we experience what Fatima called the triumph of the Immaculate Heart and the Ear of Peace. Our Lady says in her church-approved messages at Amsterdam that only with the proclamation of Mary's role as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate will she be able to bring true peace into the world. So I ask you, as a gift to her during this Advent and Christmas season, consider doing one of two things, or perhaps both things. Number one, petition Pope Francis. It's not as difficult as it sounds. Putting on an envelope, the address: Pope Francis, Vatican City, 00120. Inside, a little note from your heart to his, talking about perhaps an encouragement of our Holy Father to declare Our Lady as our spiritual mother, as she has requested, and has also been a movement of over 100 years within the heart of the Church. Secondly, pray the prayer that Our Lady gave specific for the proclamation of the dogma. It's called the Prayer of the Lady of All Nations. It's a beautiful prayer which we'll end our segment with today, but it's a prayer that you can obtain by calling us. You can call us at 740-937-2277, 740-937-2277, or you can email us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com, and we will send the prayer free of charge in the quantities that you need for your family, for your parish, for your organizations. Why is this prayer so important? Because Our Lady said that only through the praying of this prayer will be the ultimate preparation for the proclamation of the dogma. And as you'll see, it's a beautiful prayer asking Jesus to send the Holy Spirit into the world anew to protect us from degeneration, disaster, and war. In fact, the headlines of today. So, again, as a considered Christmas gift back to Our Lady who gave us Jesus, consider doing these two things, because these are things she's asked of each and every human being. She's asked all of us to daily pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. She's asked all of us to petition the Holy Father for this dogma in her famed message of May 31st, 1954. So along with wishing you and your families a very blessed Advent and ultimately a very grace-filled Christmas season, I also ask you, think of a present for Our Lady, and think of doing these two acts of praying the prayer of the Lady of All Nations, of petitioning the Holy Father for the fifth dogma, so that indeed true peace, a peace that is only possibly entering the world through a grounding in Jesus Christ, that true peace will be ours in an era of peace promised at Fatima. And we end with the prayer: Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of All Nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen. Blessed Advent, blessed Christmas to you all. God bless.